So I imagine that Kansas City listener we heard from a few minutes ago, the one who thinks the media pay too much attention to celebrity crime stories, well, I imagine he wasn't too happy with that interview. And he's not going to like where we're headed next. O.J. This morning in a Las Vegas courtroom, O.J. Simpson was arraigned on 11 charges, including armed robbery and kidnapping. The police say Simpson and his gang of thieves were attempting to rob a couple of sports memorabilia dealers. Well, Simpson says he was just trying to get back some of his own property, including books, photos, and even his wedding video. We wanted to know just how much it's all worth. Joining me now is Doug Allen. He's president of Mastro Auctions in Chicago. That's the world's largest sports auction house. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, how would you compare the current value of an O.J. Simpson item to, say a Joe Namath item?
You know what? I would compare him the same way I do like a Pete Rose in baseball. Everybody considers him a great athlete. They consider O.J. Simpson one of the best, you know, backs in the history of the game, both in college and in the pros. Yet a person like Joe Namath is much more respected as far as his personal life. And although his memorabilia still has value, it does have a negative impact when their personal life kind of cuts into the memories that people have of them from their playing days.
So the murder of his wife and her friend, Ron Goldman, that definitely lessened the value of the jerseys and the autographs and so on.
It might have increased the value of the white Bronco he tried to get away in, but I don't think it has a very positive impact on anything else related to O.J. Simpson.
So how much would a jersey be worth?
An O.J. Simpson jersey, it's not like today where players basically get issued a new jersey every game. There's not many of them out there. It's actually a rare and pretty desirable jersey. Before all this came about, it was probably a jersey that would be, you know, a great game-used jersey would be, you know, $20,000+. Now it's probably sitting around, I haven't checked since this last escapade, but probably in the $8,000 to $10,000 range.
So what about this last escapade? Would that also further lower the value?
Well, the few people that thought, oh, O.J.'s an innocent guy, he had nothing to do with any of this, I think all doubt has been removed. So I think at this point, it's going to continue to deteriorate.
What about an O.J. autograph? What's that worth?
O.J. autograph, actually autographs of players that are alive and players that need money, so he probably signs a lot of autographs to try to make a living. They're not that rare and not that desirable. So, I mean, an O.J. autograph, probably, you know, $50 or $60, something like that.
So you're saying that there are two types of O.J. memorabilia. There's the sports-related memorabilia and the crime-related memorabilia. Do the two overlap? And if so, how do they affect each other in terms of price?
Well, I guess they actually have this kind of dichotomy where when the sports memorabilia is going up, people aren't thinking about the crime memorabilia, so it's going down and vice versa. Right now, the crime memorabilia is probably on the rise, whereas the game-used memorabilia, they're different kind of collectors, too. I mean, we focus on high-end collectors, so when people offer us items on the other end of the spectrum, we tend to shy away from them. But right now, there's some public interest in it. I mean, actually, I joked about it before, but we were offered the white Bronco that a couple individuals bought privately years ago, and it would probably garner a lot of PR, and it would probably garner some money just because somebody would, you know, people, that, in their mind's eye, it's not him running through the line, it's him escaping, you know, hunched down in the white Bronco.
How much do you think it'd be worth?
You know what, maybe $100,000.
Wow, so that is a lot more than it's worth on the Blue Book.
Oh, yeah, that $5,000 Bronco is worth a lot more as kind of this historical icon now.
Doug Allen is the president of Mastro Auctions in Chicago, the world's largest sports memorabilia auction house. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.